Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Psychology of Selling Increase Your Sales Faster and Easier Than You Ever Thought Possible, is a sales training and personal effectiveness book by Brian Tracy, a long-established speaker and author in the fields of selling, goal achievement, and performance improvement. The book presents selling as a learnable discipline shaped as much by the salesperson's inner state as by external technique, rather than treating sales as a set of scripts alone. Tracy focuses on confidence, self-image, fear of rejection, customer motivation, questioning, objection handling, closing, and repeat business. Its purpose is practical to help salespeople improve income and consistency by understanding both their own psychology and the buyer's decision process. The book is especially associated with direct, day-to-day sales fundamentals, making it accessible to beginners while still useful as a refresher for experienced professionals. Its tone is instructional and applied, combining motivational principles with repeatable sales behaviors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the inner game of selling as the foundation of sales performance. A central argument of the psychology of selling is that sales results are strongly influenced by the salesperson's internal condition before any presentation begins. Tracy treats confidence, self-image, emotional control, and resilience as practical selling tools, rather than merely personal traits. This matters because selling exposes people to frequent rejection, uncertainty, and comparison with competitors. A salesperson who interprets rejection as personal failure may hesitate, avoid prospecting, or sound desperate during conversations. By contrast, a salesperson with stronger emotional control can stay composed, ask better questions, and continue working the pipeline even after setbacks. Tracy's emphasis on the inner game also explains why he gives so much attention to fear of rejection. In his view, fear changes behavior, it reduces activity, weakens closing attempts, and makes the seller overreact to objections. The book therefore frames psychological preparation as a performance multiplier. Techniques and scripts are useful, but they work best when the seller has the confidence to use them consistently. This distinguishes the book from manuals that treat selling mainly as persuasion mechanics. Secondly, goal setting and subconscious focus as performance management tools, Tracy repeatedly connects sales improvement with clear goals, written plans, and daily mental focus. The book argues that salespeople perform better when they define what they want, identify why they want it, and keep those aims visible through lists, planning, and visualization. The logic is behavioral as much as psychological. Written goals make performance concrete, while lists reduce ambiguity about what to do next. In sales, where distractions and discouragement are common, this structure can prevent effort from becoming reactive. Tracy also presents the subconscious mind as a resource that works on problems and opportunities when given a clear target. Although readers may vary in how literally they interpret this language, the practical point is straightforward repeated attention to specific goals shapes choices, priorities, and persistence. A salesperson who has a defined income target, prospecting plan, and reasons for pursuing them is less likely to drift through the workday. The book uses this idea to connect personal motivation with measurable sales activity, making goal setting part of the sales process rather than a separate motivational exercise. Thirdly, trust, rapport, and need discovery before persuasive presentation. The book places strong emphasis on the buyer's perception of the salesperson. Tracy argues that customers begin with skepticism because they know the seller has an interest in making a sale. For that reason, trust and rapport are not decorative social skills. They are conditions that make the rest of the sales conversation possible. The salesperson must reduce resistance by appearing authentic, attentive, and focused on the buyer's situation. This leads to another key element of the book, identifying needs before presenting solutions. Tracy encourages the use of questions and listening to uncover motives, concerns, timing, and desired outcomes. The reasoning is practical. A presentation delivered too early often sounds generic, while a presentation built on discovered needs can connect the offer to something the buyer already values. This approach also helps explain objections more accurately. Price resistance, for example, may not be only about money. It may signal uncertainty about value, trust, urgency, or fit. By making rapport and diagnosis central, the book moves selling away from one-way pitching and toward a more consultative structure. Fourthly, objection handling and closing as natural parts of buyer decision-making. Tracy treats objections not as interruptions, but as predictable stages in the buying process. The book teaches that buyers often need clarification, reassurance, or a clearer value comparison before they can commit. This view reduces the emotional charge of objections for the salesperson. Instead of seeing resistance as rejection, the seller can interpret it as information about what remains unresolved. The book discusses answering questions, overcoming barriers to purchase, recognizing readiness, and asking for the sale at the appropriate time. Its approach to closing is grounded in timing and confidence. The salesperson must maintain attention, present the offer clearly, and help the buyer make a decision when the value has been established. This is one of the more practical sections of Tracy's framework because it connects psychology to observable behavior. If the buyer is uncertain, the seller investigates. If the buyer understands the value but hesitates, the seller helps move the conversation toward commitment. Some examples may feel traditional to modern readers, especially in digital or complex business-to-business environments, but the underlying principle remains relevant. Closing works best when it follows trust, need discovery, and value alignment. Lastly, continuous skill development across the complete sales cycle. The psychology of selling presents sales excellence as the result of systematic improvement across the full sales cycle. Tracy identifies areas such as prospecting, but building rapport, identifying needs, presenting, answering objections, closing, and obtaining resales and referrals as skills that can be practiced separately. This is important because weak performance in one stage can undermine every later stage. A salesperson with strong presentation ability but poor prospecting will lack enough opportunities. A salesperson who prospects well but fails to build trust will create resistance. A seller who closes a first sale but neglects referrals leaves future revenue undeveloped. Tracy's broader message is that top salespeople are not simply born persuasive. They study, rehearse, measure results, manage time, and learn from successful models. This makes the book especially practical for readers who want a diagnostic view of their own sales process. It also gives the work a training program quality. Rather than offering one grand tactic, it encourages incremental improvement in multiple repeatable behaviors. The limitation is that readers must adapt these behaviors to their industry, product complexity, and buyer expectations. In conclusion, The Psychology of Selling is best suited for salespeople who want a structured introduction to the personal and interpersonal dimensions of selling. New sales professionals can use it to understand the basic sequence of prospecting, rapport building, questioning, presenting, objection handling, closing, and referrals. Experienced sellers may benefit from its emphasis on consistency, emotional resilience, and disciplined review of the sales cycle. The practical benefit is that the book links everyday sales activity to the mental habits that support it: written goals, confidence, persistence, preparation, and a focus on customer needs. Its intellectual value is more applied than academic. It does not offer a modern research synthesis of consumer psychology, but it does provide a clear practitioner framework for understanding why buyers resist and why sellers often underperform. Compared with many sales books that focus mainly on scripts, negotiation tactics, or closing formulas, Tracy's work stands out for making the salesperson's psychology a central variable. It argues that technique without confidence and discipline is fragile. Some examples and methods may need adaptation for contemporary consultative, digital, or enterprise sales contexts. But the core message remains: durable, effective selling requires mastery of both the conversation with the customer and the conversation the salesperson has with himself or herself. If you would like to support Brian Tracy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.